ओम नमो भगवते श्री रमणाय. डियर फ्रेंड्स, इट इज इंडीड अ प्रिविलेज टू बी हियर विद यू ऑल टू कमेमोरेट द 1 year एनिवर्सरी ऑफ डेनिस लीविंग फॉर सॉलिट्यूड. डेनिस हैज सरेंडर्ड टोटली टू श्री भगवान एंड हैज प्लेस्ड ऑल हिज बर्डन्स एट हिज फीट एंड दे आर नाउ फॉर भगवान टू बेयर. How nice it was to hear the morning reading, wasn't it? It felt like we were all sitting right in front of him, together again. I have said to many of our friends, we may be able to travel the world over, but we may not find another like Dennis. Dennis, without doubt, has led us all to the feet of Sri Bhagavan. Wherever he is at the moment, he is at the feet of Sri Bhagavan. And so, how can we honor him? By abiding ourselves at the feet of Sri Bhagavan. By knowing ourselves as we are and breaking our identification with the transient appearance of mind and body. I just want to mention a couple of incidences involving Dennis, which you might not have heard before. I was working in the hospital one weekend, being a physician there, and I was surprised to see Dennis come into the hospital. He requested me to come and see a patient who wasn't feeling too well and who was in the car outside. So I said, yeah, okay. We went outside to assess the patient. When I went outside, there was Shep, the ashram's German shepherd, lying in the back of the station wagon with his paw bandaged up. Now, you have to remember, Shep was no ordinary dog. He attended all the temple pujas, parayanams, every day like clockwork. And sometimes Dennis would be away for an extended period of time. And at that time, Shep would go next door to Mr. Connell's to stay. Shep wouldn't return to the ashram while Dennis wasn't there. Now, nobody knew when Dennis was coming back, but somehow, on a particular day, invariably, on the day Dennis returned without any notice to any of us, Shep would come back to the ashram and sit on the ashram's front steps. You know, to give us the idea, hey, look, Dennis is returning today. And in fact, Shep did know that Dennis was returning, and Dennis did return that very day. This happened time and time again. Such was the connection between Dennis and Shep. So when I asked Dennis what happened, he said Shep had cut his paw on some barbed wire and needed some help. So when we looked, I could see that Shep's toe was cut badly and was hanging on just by some skin. So I went inside and got the surgical instruments, and with Dennis as the chief surgical assistant, did the necessary removal of the toe portion and repairs. I was thinking this was certainly an unusual place in the back of the station wagon in the parking lot of the hospital. Certainly not an ordinary patient, Shep. What to say of the chief surgical assistant, Dennis? The good news is Shep got to keep his healed paw and I got to keep my job for a bit more. So the last incident is that every May 21st was Save the Fish Day. What did this mean? Well, in Kejimkujik Park in Nova Scotia, close to the ashram, there's a beautiful river, and fish migrate up that river every year. However, they get stuck at a big waterfall there because they can't jump high enough to get above it. So Dennis came up with the idea for us to lean over that deep, swift, and cold running water and catch the fish that were trapped in the pools at the foot of the falls with our bare hands in order to transport them above the falls. Okay, let me slightly correct that. His idea was for me to lean over the deep, swift, and cold running water, and he would hold me from the belt from behind so I wouldn't fall in. We would catch a fish and carry it above the falls and deposit it into the calm river above. By doing this, The fish and, of course, the whole ecosystem was saved. I give you these two small examples just to show you what compassion Dennis shows to all living beings, not to just us as fellow devotees to whom he displays unlimited kindness and friendship, but to all animals and all lives, just as Sri Bhagavan had shown. And I want to say that we have been fortunate to see before our very eyes the ideals of devotion, dedication, and service exemplified by Dennis. I am sure each one of us will have many examples of the same. We will all share them together, hopefully in person, should Dennis return to our midst, which is our ardent hope. In the meantime, we will wait, just like Shep did. Should he decide not to return, of course, then we can rest assured that Dennis will continue to guide and inspire us all, and we can be like the fish, knowing that we have been picked up from the whirlpool of life and placed in the placid waters at the feet of our master. So Dennis, today we will eat this cheesecake in your honor with tears of gratitude in our eyes. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.